WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
And we begin this morning with First Weather and our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. It is going to get a little windy, we hear.
That's right. The next 3 days, in fact, will feature elevated winds here across New Jersey. Not really damaging, not batten down the hatches kind of wind, but you might want to make sure your garbage cans are secured as things are going to get a bit blustery out there. Temperatures right now around 40 degrees from top to bottom across the state, and we are seeing wind gusts over 20 miles an hour, especially along the coast right now. We'll average partial sunshine as the day goes on. More clouds to the north, more sunshine in South Jersey. It is going to be dry but windy with gusts to 30 miles an hour today. Highs lower to mid 40s, certainly on the cool side of normal. Still breezy tonight, partly cloudy, lows lower to mid 30s, but that wind chill, the feels like temperature only in the 20s. Another blustery day tomorrow, gusts to 35 miles an hour with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs only around 40 degrees. One more breezy day Thursday with sunshine, a little bit warmer, mid to upper 40s. It's also worth noting this morning that the back bays, particularly the Barnegat Bay, still running a little bit high. There could be some very localized flooding issues as a result. Right now, Newark is 40, Burlington 41, and Eatontown 41.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. It was Marijuana Monday, and while there is still not agreement between lawmakers and Governor Murphy on the details of legalizing adult-use recreational marijuana, the concept this morning is closer to reality in New Jersey than ever before after the approval of two legislative committees.
Senator Nick Scutari says marijuana is the cash cow of the illegal drug trade and that the state can eliminate a gateway to harder drugs.
To me, the most important aspect of legalizing marijuana in New Jersey is getting rid of drug dealers.
But Edward Fortune, better known as New Jersey Weed Man, says he'd be encouraged to keep selling marijuana, not stop, if it's legalized and regulated and limited to license holders. He doubts a jury would convict him.
I'm not going to hide it. The day you pass this bill, people like me are going to be emboldened to start selling weed like the white guys.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Lawmakers also advanced major reforms to the medical marijuana program in New Jersey and moved to have the records of those convicted of weed possession expunged, and we'll have more on that in our next section. Dan Zero's commuter weather. It is a bit breezy this morning. Temperatures starting out in the 30s and 40s. We'll be in the low to mid 40s for the high today. It will be dry, but it's going to be windy under a partially sunny sky. Still breezy tonight and tomorrow, and probably for Thursday as well. Temperatures each day are going to settle into the 40s. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also ahead, we'll have the latest on efforts to decriminalize marijuana in New Jersey. And the latest on the fire and murder in Colts Neck. There may be a new development. That's in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5.
This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:06. Dan Zero's commuter weather. We've got temperatures that are starting in the 30s and 40s. We'll settle in the 40s today, but it'll be breezy. Some sunshine and clouds mixing it up overhead. And we're really going to see a windy day today, tonight, tomorrow, and probably into Thursday as well. Continuing coverage now on efforts to legalize weed in New Jersey. State Senate and Assembly committees have approved the legislative package to legalize recreational marijuana, but included in that is a bill that will allow those arrested for possessing small amounts of pot to have their criminal records expunged.
Governor Murphy says having an expungement provision included in the legal weed package is very important because we know non-whites are much more likely to be incarcerated for low-end marijuana possession than whites.
Addressing the social injustices, the inequities, the disparities in our society is probably in many respects job number one specific to anything associated with legalization.
The expungement bill now goes to the full legislature for consideration. In Trenton, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
In addition to endorsing legalized recreational marijuana, and with far less controversy, lawmakers also advanced bills Monday that would revamp the state's medical marijuana program.
The bill adds chronic pain as a qualifying condition, allows adults to be prescribed edibles, expands to 3 ounces how much supply a patient can buy each month, and phases out a tax by 2024. Jessie Gill says in her former job as a hospice nurse, which she left due to a spine injury and nerve damage, she could get a bottle of morphine delivered in 30 minutes.
But obtaining medical marijuana is a burdensome, expensive, and overwhelming process. And as a single disabled mom, I struggle to afford it.
Lawmakers aren't adopting one recommendation made by Gill and others: allow people to grow it at home. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
How about New Jersey's first news, 508? The only couple indicted in that huge Lakewood welfare fraud scandal is pleading not guilty. Chaim and Liat Ehrman are accused of stealing more than $185,000 in benefits. Of the dozens accused, they're the only ones so far indicted, the others negotiating plea deals. And this comes as the state continues to take heat for an amnesty program that allowed many of the fraudsters to keep up to half of what they stole. State police are still hoping you can help them find a hit-and-run driver who killed a 9-year-old girl. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with more of the details this morning. Patrick?
That's right. Madeline Rizzo's dad, Marcello, had reportedly been driving erratically in the moments before the collision on I-295 Sunday night, according to eyewitnesses. But it was that impact with a vehicle in the center lane of the highway that sent Marcello's Ford Focus off the span and into several trees. Madeline was pronounced dead at the scene. Her 8-year-old sister, Juliana, was seriously injured. Both girls are Union residents. Marcello resides in Elizabeth. He suffered head injuries. Little is known about this second vehicle, except that it likely has rear quarter or passenger side bumper damage. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. The Atlantic City Democratic Committee has called for Mayor Frank Gilliam and Councilman Jeffrey Fauntleroy to resign after the two were involved in a fight outside a casino nightclub. Meeting Monday, the committee said if they will not resign, the committee will press Governor Murphy to remove them. Video footage shows the mayor throwing punches at a man and Fauntleroy throwing another man to the ground outside the Haven nightclub. Trust the recommended dosage that is stuck to your bottle of Tylenol or cold medicine, even if you're feeling absolutely horrible. During any given year, the New Jersey Poison Control Center receives 1,000 calls related to cough and cold medication containing acetaminophen, too much of which can destroy your liver.
This is a big time of year for calls from folks who've essentially overdosed on acetaminophen, which when taken as directed is safe and effective.
You know, a lot of people, especially when they're very uncomfortable from being sick, think if one dose of medication is good, two doses or three doses must be better.
Diane Colello, medical director of the New Jersey Poison Control Center, says you do that a few times and you run into trouble. Acetaminophen is the most common drug-related cause of liver failure in the U.S., Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's first news, 5:11. New Jersey will see a third annual Women's March, the latest in January. Organizers say they'll march from the State House to the War Memorial January 19th. It'll coincide with the Women's March in D.C. and areas around the country. The first in New Jersey, held the day after President Trump's inauguration and attracted 7,500 marchers. Health officials have changed course after dropping a bombshell announcement last week advising all Americans to steer clear of romaine lettuce.
The pre-Thanksgiving warning caused panic as Americans prepared their menus. The reason for the drastic step? The FDA could not pinpoint the source of an E. coli outbreak. They've since narrowed the contamination to California's Central Coast region. They will now require special labeling to give clearance for romaine that's safe to eat. And while that's a baby step to normalcy, it continues to leave romaine consumers and farmers more and more frustrated.
Creates a lot of uncertainty with our customers, which isn't necessary. I'm confident our romaine is safe.
Matthew White, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's first news, 5:12. We have a very windy day ahead today, and that wind may be with us for a while. We'll have full details of the forecast coming up with Dan Zero, and then recap our top stories next.
Steve Trevalese.
When we get this kind of inclement weather, where do we go? We come to New Jersey 101.5, and this is where we talk about it, as we always have.
Monday through Thursday evening, 7 to 11, on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
Time out of New Jersey's first news, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, this morning. So, Dan, we will see a little sunshine today, but some wind in the air.
That's right, and that's this big story over the next several days here with a strong storm system that really just missed New Jersey. That leaves us in the path for this tight pressure gradient, and so we get the winds today. Already seeing gusts over 20 miles an hour across much of the state. That's going to add a bite to the cool air. We're around 40 degrees this morning. And because of the wind, largely, we're not going to reach past the lower to mid-40s today, so thermometers only bump up a couple of degrees. With partial sunshine, We will dry out, and wind is a great evaporator, so all the puddles will hopefully dry up pretty quickly. Lots of flood warnings still in effect for many inland New Jersey waterways as a result of the runoff from the recent heavy rain. Back bays, particularly the Barnegat Bay, still running a little bit high, so there could be some localized flooding there too. Still breezy tonight, and that's not good. Lows in the 30s, the wind chill in the 20s. It'll be blustery again tomorrow with gusts to 35 miles an hour. A mix of sun and clouds, highs on either side of 40 degrees. One more breezy day on Thursday. It'll be sunny and a little bit warmer, mid to upper 40s. We'll finally lose the wind on Friday, but here comes our next storm system. Looks like rain showers move in by Friday night. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, an advancement of bills to legalize recreational marijuana, but there is still a lot of work to be done. Lawmakers also want to expunge the records of those arrested for marijuana possession. In sports, Rangers topped the Senators 4-2. Devils lose in overtime. Islanders also lost last night. And Monday Night Football was the Texans over the Titans. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time on the nose 5:19. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara with your bus stop forecast for this Tuesday morning. The rain is gone. We dry out today, but it is going to be pretty chilly with a brisk wind gusting to 30 miles an hour. So you have to bundle up a little bit. 40 this morning, only lower to mid-40s later on. We will enjoy partial sunshine. The further south in the state you are, the more sunshine you're going to see. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
All Jersey, all the time.
I'm a traveling nurse, and I listen to you guys all the time. You make me happy and laugh.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22, it is on this Tuesday morning, and we have temperatures that are starting out in the 30s and 40s. We'll settle into the 40s today. It's going to be a breezy day today, and that's going to continue really for the next couple of days. Some clouds and sunshine overhead today, and the rain is finally moving out. Dan will have more on the forecast coming up here in just a couple of minutes. With time running out on the 2018 legislative session, Governor Murphy is imploring lawmakers to pass a measure to start Jersey on the path to a minimum wage of $15 an hour. It's been a fight that Murphy has been engaged in now for months, ever since he became governor, but the future remains in doubt.
The governor says if we raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, not only do we make our state fairer, but we also immediately contribute to its strength. So now is the time for the legislature to take action.
Over the past year, my commitment has never wavered. My signing pen is at the ready. All I need is a bill on my desk to sign.
After Murphy spoke, State Senate President Steve Sweeney criticized him for grandstanding, saying he's ready to move forward on a bill, but this is no time for staging rallies and dueling press conferences. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:24. Most likely driven by the rebuild from Hurricane Sandy, New Jersey leads the way in the number of homes built in flood risk zones since 2009. A new report finds for every Jersey home built in a safe area, another three went up in spots at risk of chronic future flooding.
Since 2009 in New Jersey, around 2,700 new homes worth some $2.6 billion went up in flood risk zones, the report shows. Tom Harrington with the Urban Coast Institute at Monmouth University says there are very few buildable lots along Jersey's coast, so much of our activity involves sandy recovery.
And in many cases, these homes are being built bigger and better.
And that's what the federal funding was meant for. But Harrington says the main concern is whether the land where these bigger and better homes stand will even be above water decades down the line. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:24. A Kentucky town will honor a Jersey mom credited with foiling a planned school attack. Coberly Bull and her children will visit Lawrenceburg, Kentucky, and ride in the city's annual Christmas parade. Their travel funded by community donations. Bull says she was just following her gut in October when she tipped off police in Kentucky about harassing Facebook messages. That report led police to Dylan Jarrell. They stopped him as he was pulling out of his driveway in Lawrenceburg, heavily armed and with a detailed plan of attack, they say. VA-backed loans for New Jersey veterans and military service members have spiked over the past 5 years.
Chris Burke, Director of Education for VA lender Veterans United, says there's been an 80% increase in the number of VA loans right here in the Garden State since fiscal year 2013.
New Jersey has experienced really incredible growth over the last 5 years.
Burke says a lot of the increase since the end of the housing crisis has to do with better awareness by veterans and military members of the loan programs. But he says there is also the story of
the loan program and how much that's helped to build up the middle class.
Burke says there's also been an increase in VA loans to younger vets and military members. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time for New Jersey's First News, 526. Drying out but getting windy. Dan will have what you need to know about the forecast in 4 minutes on the half hour at 530, and then we will continue our coverage on legalizing recreational marijuana in the Garden State and when it might actually happen. We'll update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 528, as we update business news this morning. Asian markets have clocked more gains ahead of a meeting between the U.S. and China at the Group of 20 summit this week. Despite President Trump's comments, it's highly unlikely he'll hold off raising tariffs as Beijing requested. Tech and retail companies led a recovery of U.S. stocks yesterday, which suffered big losses last week. Monday marked the first full trading day of the holiday shopping season, and Amazon surged 5%. Nike was up almost 2%. The Dow up 1.5% on the day at 24,640. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, our news director, Annette Petrottoni. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery, and Sergio Bichau is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.